Chattanooga, Tennessee. Yeah, I was. I was in Chattanooga one night.
Oh, really?
We run into Chattanooga, and we got lost and run into Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. I believe that's where it was. Anyways, we was on the road to Chattanooga.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Might not have got into the real town,
uh-huh.
But the fella was moving me down to, I'll be sure, Wiener, Arkansas.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now, that's the place where you come in from Conway.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You come in there, you'll come in there to Wiener, Arkansas.
I never heard of that.
and then you'll hit the highway that goes to Jonesboro.
To Jonesboro. Well, what about that big city up in Missouri?
Kansas City, Missouri.
And then another big one besides, the one where the Cardinals baseball team is.
Wichita?
Yeah, the Wichita is another, that's right, another big one. I was thinking of St. Louis,
Missouri.
Now, you said that you belong to the Holiness Church. What were some of the other churches around here?
Well, they've got the Assembly of God, Holiness Church, and then they've got they've got one that is a castleman up here in Fayetteville, but I can't think of it because it's just a little different.
Yeah.
United Pentecost.
Oh, I see.
United Pentecost. And the only difference that I can see in the churches, you might say, is the water baptism.
Oh, I see.
The water baptism, the church I belong to, they baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, is the Acts of the Apostles, where it says, repent everyone of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of your sin. Mm-hmm. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This promise is unto you and your children, them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And it said that the same day, said, or same time, there was about 5,000 souls added unto the church and believed when that Peter preached to them there on that day of Pentecost.
Now, the two people became members of the church, you said that they
joined the church.
And in church, you pray to
Jesus.
And then the Father of Jesus is...
Well, there's where the mix-up is.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
In Corinthians, it says, take heed unto yourself and to the whole church to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. He made himself this body, Jesus, a fleshly body, and moved in it. Because before that Jesus was born, he was without shape and was void. But when he moved into the fleshly body of Jesus, why, it says he shed his blood.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus couldn't die until the Father, the Holy Ghost is the Father.
Yeah.
Until it moved out. When it moved out, even why then Jesus tasted death.
Mm-hmm.
For all the people, he said, you don't take my life. He said, I lay it down for you. And I have power, he says, to take it up again. He takes it up, you see, just the same way that he laid it down. Why, he never even stopped his work. Jesus never even stopped his work, even while he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because